All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on.
Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Here we go, man. Here we go. Take your hand and put it down your pants, son. Squeeze them damn things. Oh. Make sure you got two.
I mean, just the best drops that have been added to this show in a long, long
time. Those aren't going away anytime soon.
You're welcome.
You know what I'm going to do today when Teddy goes down for a nap and I'm just sitting on my couch watching TV?
Take your hand and put it down your pants, son.
Why? Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
What do you do?
When you're alone, parenting.
Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
That's going to be a cameo appearance in a bad comedy movie coming up soon.
Do you know what you've done?
It's so
some
good.
Judd Apatow.
He's
film.
A real person, man. He's a real person.
You've played into right. You played right into one of my magic hats with exactly what you just teed up.
Okay, we got a lot to get to in the final hour. We will talk Blazers at some point. Thursday night football. You know, we'll see. Let's get to the magic hat.
How could you?
Oh man, we need to talk about this. We have inner office. Situation we need to discuss.
We got some beef going down.
What do we got?
Who's beefing?
It might be beef. There might not be beef. And it involves somebody on the program.
Am I beefing with somebody?
No. Nope.
I'm not beefing with somebody.
There's no beef. There's just, is this proper work etiquette?
Okay, we have an etiquette question here.
So I'm hanging around yesterday. I'm watering our Christmas tree that I've been told is being kept for somebody who couldn't afford one, and yet we don't deliver it every day. It's the 11th. Why don't they have a tree?
So we bought a Christmas tree for somebody that couldn't afford one, and now it just sits in our office?
Another show on another station bought a tree for somebody who's poor or could not have access to one.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
What?
Poor.
I've been there, buddy. That's true. Anyways, the tree's being stored here instead of being picked up and then delivered to the person, and that's told it's for somebody. It's the 11th of December. If you don't have your tree by now,
there's no point in getting one at this point.
It ain't such a Merry Christmas. Anyways, no. I digress. I'm watering this tree to keep it alive and make it smell good.
Okay.
Look at you, man of the people.
Yeah.
I start talking to the office.
Yeah, you get the scuttlebutt. What's going on?
The buzz on the street.
You got boots on the ground.
We got an email basically saying, don't eat in the studio and take care of your dishes. Did we not?
Danny Moran.
Yes.
Dude, he's on a plane. He can't hear any of this. He's halfway over Nebraska at this point.
All right. Well, you're
there's only one guy who's walking in when our show's done with a bowl of rice, beans, and chicken, and it smells like rice, beans, and chicken.
And it's not this guy.
No.
So we got an email about do your dishes.
Yeah, I just assumed that was meringue. Is there somebody else involved here?
So, the other day, we had a coworker of ours back in the kitchen. Sometimes the kitchen gets a little kitcheny. There's some dishes. They pile up because, well, people forget. We had a coworker volunteer their time to wash the dishes. Somebody on this program walked back there, observed this, said, what are you doing? They responded, this place is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up, clean stuff up.
I'm cleaning the dishes. This person, without asking or talking, goes, drops their coffee cup in the sink and walks away.
Swigard. You're the only one that would
and
do
I
this.
And I was told it was
you
Jason
were the only
T.
one.
Swigard.
So let me get this right. Somebody's there's a mess in the kitchen. Somebody's cleaning the mess.
There's a few dishes in the sink.
And they're like, I'm trying to clean this up because it's gross.
Just taking care of some business.
And you just dropped a cup in the sink?
Not even said, hey, do you mind? Or, hey, would you be offended? Or, would you be cool?
Office it just etiquette.
Dropped and walked away like, yeah, you keep taking care of the dishes.
I have my one coffee mug that I just take back. I don't have anybody else wash it.
That's not what the office is saying about you, big
guy. It's not what the scuttlebutt is. The scuttlebutt's different.
And I heard this and went, I work with that guy.
That's my guy.
I started apologizing on behalf of the show.
On behalf of our show.
The Sunrise guys like to be liked in the office.
The Sunrise guys like to bring cheer and joy to the office and the community.
My coffee, I don't leave it back there.
Somebody said it was placed in the sink by a certain guy, not named Andy or Brandon.
Yeah.
And walked away as if you washed my dishes.
Well, this happened to me one time with a dish, and I caught a lot of flack for it. All of a sudden, I ended up in a group chat. One morning, it's probably a couple of weeks ago, I went to go get an extra coffee for the last hour of the show. I was dragging a little bit, a little tired. And I always bring a coffee in with me, so I have my own mug. And I filled up my coffee. We have a Keurig back there.
Yes.
And then we started having fun in the final hour, and one break led to another. And I totally spaced on the idea that I had made a coffee, and I'd left it back there. And then, lo and behold, later on in the evening, I'm getting texts from the boss. I'm getting Kugludes is firing texts at me. One day of my entire Odyssey career that I left a mug in the sink, and I got like 18 text messages out of this bad boy. Like, I'm leaving dishes in the sink constantly, and I was a little offended by that.
I mean, I have my coffee mug, and I...
So you're refuting this.
So we're
I don't remember.
Denying the allegations.
This happened last week, I was told.
Okay, so recently took place.
And by the way,
I don't leave the coffee mug back there. I bring it back here every so often. I clean it out myself and rinse it out.
I will work on me during the break to confirm this. And
we'll check with sources.
To be fair, I'll defend you. You kind of should be called out. You've earned a reputation as being the piss dipper.
Hey, allegedly. Allegedly. Could have been anybody.
Definitely.
I don't know who it was.
Take your hand and put it down your pants, huh?
Also, it didn't help that the coffee mug that I bring is literally like a mural of my child. And everybody's like, hey, next time you're going to bring a mug in and leave it, maybe don't have your kid's picture all over it.
Yeah,
which, you know,
there's that.
Valid point. All right, what else we got?
Can we get more ice, please? Are you ready for Olympic ice hockey?
I love how we all do the random look around of like, well, I know that one's not mine. We all look at each other. Whose is that?
You're doing a hockey thing.
You're damn right. The Olympics are right around the corner,
boss. There may not be hockey in the Olympics.
How dare you?
It was the rink is still under construction that they're going to use in Milan or Cortina or wherever the hell they're building it.
Yes.
Where are the Olympics this year?
Italy. The Winter Olympics in Italy.
Milan,
they start in like a month.
Up there in northern Italy.
We got skiing and jumping and curling. And
just do them in Salt Lake every year.
So
I mean, they should, yeah.
It was supposed to be done, and there was supposed to be a test event, which is traditional. You go and you play something there. So the under-20 World Championships were supposed to be the test event, which are going on this month.
Yes.
Not happening. The construction is not done. The rink is not done. They're not sure. They're told that it'll be, it got behind, but it'll be finished in time.
What is this, Cutter? What are we doing here?
So, but the other thing is, the rink dimensions is the boards have gone up and everything is being finished. It's 3 feet too short of, it's supposed to be NHL dimensions.
How do you not make a rink the right dimension?
I don't know. Is it too late to expand it out?
Yep, too late if they do it.
How hard is that process to expand it out?
Well, you have...
Making ice hard?
So also, they're just going to play on a smaller rink then, because you're not going to not have hockey.
They would play, assuming that they can get it all done in time. There's no backup, by the way. There's no other arena somewhere close.
Jesus.
It's this or nothing.
This is, by the way, so people who don't follow this is a very big deal, because
it's the first time.
When was the last time NHL players played in the Winter Olympics?
2010.
Was it 2010?
Yeah, no, it was after that, because they were in Sochi. Remember, TJ Oshie went to Sochi and played.
But
2010
been,
is the most memorable gold medal game because it was U.S. Canada.
I think it's been at least
a decade. So to the point, though, it's been a long time. They
this
backed out of playing
on
this.
Best NHL agreed to it.
That's
all of this stuff went into play.
The what do they call the thing? The Four Nations? That's why that was such
nations.
A big deal, is because you hadn't seen best on best international hockey in almost a decade. Those guys had never played it. It's a whole new generation of hockey players that had never gotten a chance to experience that and play in those settings, and that's why that was such an enthralling tournament. You had the fights and everybody was all jazzed up for it. So this is, for hockey people, this is a very big deal that they're back playing the Olympics. And if you can't, I'm not gonna lie to you, I shouldn't say none, if there's no hockey in the Winter Olympics, I will not actively seek out anything Winter Olympic related.
I mean, the time difference is going to be 9 or 10 hours anyway.
This is the only thing I'm interested in watching.
So you've got this the NHL's keeping an eye on it, and they said if the ice is deemed not safe,
they're not letting their guys play.
They're not letting the guys go. Now, the women's tournament's supposed to be first.
Is their rink the same size as NHL?
They're playing on the same rink.
Okay.
So they're supposed to start February 5th. Now, the completion date now is February 2nd.
I mean, I think we didn't we have something similar of this with Brazil and
some of the soccer when they hosted the World Cup.
Yeah, wasn't there like the a problem right with something and then ended up getting
sold?
Oh,
no, when Rio hosted the Olympics, there were probably some venues that
were
a little...
But they figured it out.
Didn't they do something basketball related after George had the bone pop out of his ankle? Wasn't there a stanchion thing that like changed where
the stanchion
was?
Right on the baseline.
And it wasn't where it was supposed to be, right? It's it was like
way
too close.
Yeah.
So yeah, they can't do anything about the dimensions now of the ice. So what they'll do is they'll shrink the neutral zone. So it'll be 3 feet shorter. I don't know if there was some miscalculation in converting from, you know, imperial measuring to metric or something. But yeah, so yeah, it's much more. The commissioner now, Gary Bettman, expressed his concern about it, called it disappointing. And so I imagine Olympic organizers are.
Oh, that sounds like such disappointment from the commissioner
high
of
alert.
The sport. Oh, it's disappointing.
Disappointing. Get on it, Gary. What the hell's the matter with you? Jesus. It's the only thing I was looking forward
to
with the Olympics.
It's too far down the road. There's nothing they can do.
I'll watch curling. Other than that, I don't care.
They're going to watch people cross-country ski and shoot a rifle. Get the hell out of here.
It's supposed to be a 16,000-seat stadium.
Oh, I'm going to jump. I'm going to go on a jump. I'm going to go on the luge. Ooh.
Who wants to watch that?
Bobsledding?
Nah, dude. What is it? What are you, Jamaican? I don't want to watch that.
Wow. So there you go.
You poo-pooing skiing.
The highlight of the Winter Olympics might not happen.
Figure it out, Gary. Let's get one more in here quickly.
Okay.
One more quickie.
What do we got here? We have Americans like porn, Dan.
I know whose this is. It's not mine.
Well, are you sure? Because you said earlier.
Take your hand and put it down your pants, huh?
So somebody found the year-long review of how much countries spent on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Like an amount we paid on OnlyFans?
This is just OnlyFans?
This is just OnlyFans subscriptions.
Okay.
How much of OnlyFans is actual porn?
I think it depends what you pay.
Okay.
I think there's like peekaboo.
Is everybody doing porn on OnlyFans? Or is it like only certain people are doing porn on OnlyFans?
Do you consider like a girl showing her butt porn? If she shows a kitty cat, is that porn or is that just
technically,
a photo?
Yeah, technically that's a version of it.
I don't know if they take photos or videos.
Okay.
I'm not on OnlyFans.
Are you sure about that?
Shocking development.
Damn it.
Okay. Would you care to guess which country spent the most last year being subscribers of OnlyFans?
Has to be us, right? Is there somebody spending more than us?
Russia. You think Russia has money?
They're going through a hard economic time.
Underrated poor, that country, Russia.
Also, is OnlyFans even allowed on their internets? That's the government controls all of it.
You know what's funny? Twitter not allowed in Russia. Anyways.
Yeah.
It is not us.
Yeah, it has to be us.
It is us. Okay. Yeah, when you talk about putting Teddy Ballgame down for a nap and you sit on your couch, put your hand down your pants. We don't know what you're doing, but I'm taking a guess because Americans lead the
world. Here we go, man.
Here we go. $2.64 billion Americans spent as subscribers on OnlyFans. Canada, second place.
Hell yeah, Canada.
$581 million.
Nice.
We average $7.50 per subscription, which isn't the highest rate for all the countries.
I was going to say, there's a lot fewer people in Canada.
And so we're 2.64. The United Kingdom, actually, my apologies, is second. They're 531 million. Canada's 355.
That's a lot of cash.
Italy's 355. Mexico's 291. France is 237. Australia, Germany, 237. Brazil, 194. And Spain, 194.
Is anybody out there into short, stocky, balding guys? Could I make some cash on OnlyFans?
Hey.
I don't know if that's actually...
If that's like a criteria?
We think everybody could make money on OnlyFans.
You don't
think
I could? If I started on OnlyFans, you don't think I can make any money?
I didn't say any. I just don't think you're going to make much. And then you got to deal with the fact that...
Content every day?
Your ween is out there.
Well, I don't have to be a ween guy. Maybe people are into like nipple stuff, you know?
You'd want your nipples out there?
Yeah.
Be kind of an odd photo you've shown your nipples. Are you holding it?
I do see the
is
post.
Is it hanging there?
Maybe like a tickle or like a flickle, you know?
Oh, a nipple tickle.
A nipple tickle?
Okay.
One of those.
All right.
I do see the post occasionally when there's like a OnlyFans creator and it's like a meme of like, they made more money than LeBron James last year. I'm like, Jesus, dude.
Well, when the government was shut down, there were OnlyFans models that were literally posting videos saying, if you need money, I would be willing to help you out during this time because of how much money they made.
I'm on the wrong line of work. More Magic Hat next on The Fam.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Quick snapshot at what people are talking about. P1 Harley, who's a Falcons fan, is begging us to not talk about Thursday Night Football. Somebody's saying, if I have a hard time engaging with a furry at a park, I might have a hard time engaging with the weirds on OnlyFans. That's a good point. Another one, somebody I just turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard was, Americans don't like porn, Dan. Good morning to you.
They do like porn.
do like porn, sorry, yes. And then one of our P1s, a Broncos fan, is arguing that the Broncos wouldn't trade Bo Nix for Joe Burrow.
What?
We beg to differ.
Why?
I digress.
Joe Burrow with a legit defense?
Like, wow. Just, look, I love me some Bo. I love Bo.
He's
Stop it.
Infinitely better.
Stop it.
By the way, I followed up in the reporting, the in-office reporting.
Yes, we got to confirm.
This
the
did
report.
Happen, I was told, weeks is how it was described.
Weeks ago?
And it was loading dishwasher, and yes, he dropped in made eye contact, basically, turned around, and they were like, are you effing
kidding? So now I have to clean your mug?
Kind of just a, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
an assumption.
I'm sorry, I totally don't remember at all.
He's wearing a lot of hats. What do you want from the man, all right?
He is wearing a lot of hats.
If it was during the show, I probably went back there.
I think it was to explain as an after-show thing. It was a post-show on the way out of the door.
But if it was a Thursday, his hats, he's missing.
He doesn't even have a hat.
He's got magic hats.
That's true. A lot of stuff.
There's a lot going on there.
I don't know.
All right, what else we got here in the Magic Hat?
All right, let's see what we got here. I honestly don't remember. whose side are you on?
Yeah, man. I want to ask you guys, this random Hollywood beef of Paul Dano and Quentin Tarantino has exploded.
I don't know if it's Dano or Dano.
I think it's Dano.
Is it Dano?
I think it's Paul Dano.
I thought it was Dano.
I don't know.
It looks like
I digress. Dano. I think Dano's more seasoning.
Yeah.
Dano's the actor.
Okay.
Anyways, Quentin Tarantino basically called him.
Yeah, we talked about this. He said he basically sucked.
He also said Matthew Lillard and Owen Wilson suck.
I mean, I don't think they suck, but I don't view them as like, oh my God, that's a once-in-a-generation actor. Matthew Lillard and Scooby-Doo? Like, what are we talking about here? I love Matthew Lillard. Without a paddle? I love
without
me some Matthew
Lillard. Without a paddle?
But let's not act like he's a...
His reaction was the best because he basically came out and said, this really sucks to see, man. Like, my kids are out there and you just got a big-time guy like that calling me crap. And
I would never say what Quentin Tarantino said. Like, that's
why. Hollywood has turned on him.
Yeah, you rightfully so.
The Onion wrote an article, Quentin Tarantino changes stance on Paul Dano after finding out Dano likes to drop the N-word.
That was kind of funny.
Jesus. But do you guys like Paul Dano?
Do I know who Paul Dano is?
You Google him. You'll know exactly who he is. He's been in a bunch of movies.
Little Miss Sunshine. He's the brother.
Little Miss
Sunshine's
colorblind. A good Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was the Joker in the What's His Nuts Batman or the Riddler.
I will say there's something about him.
He did the GameStop movie.
Oh, okay.
Where this came from, by the way, is There Will Be Blood. That's the movie where it's originated from because Quentin Tarantino said that was one of his top 10 movies of the century.
But says he sucks.
Dano sucked in the movie. Yeah. And it wore him down a little bit. I don't love him. I also don't hate him. Is that a fair answer? Like, when I see him, it's not like I'm getting excited to go see
like
a Paul Dano movie.
Do you feel like he makes the movie better?
No, but I don't think he makes it any worse. He was also in The Girl Next Door, which is an all-time.
Yes.
All-time.
Oh, he was in The Girl Next Door.
He's one of the nerds.
Being
OnlyFans,
yeah. She'd be cashing in right now.
God, that movie.
The Girl Next Door OnlyFans account?
Woo!
I will say...
Yeah, the only movies I saw him in were Little Miss Sunshine and The Girl Next Door.
You never saw There Will Be Blood?
No.
Seriously?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
That was like Best Picture kind of movie.
He's good in those movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Him or Michael Cera?
I don't remember him in 12 Years a Slave.
I think he was...
I'm just looking through his
Rolodex
now.
Well, I mean, it's a fair assumption because he's white to say probably racist guy in movie.
And probably a bad guy in that movie. I'm going to go ahead and guess
probably
on that
guy
one.
Who I watched that movie in the theater. I don't remember him either. So maybe that speaks to my Paul Dano take.
I guilt watching that one.
Him or Michael Cera?
I'd take Dano over him.
Yeah.
Sarah's, I mean, it depends on the kind of movie. Not that Little Miss Sunshine was a somewhat comedic movie, also dark. Simultaneously.
Yeah, but Girl Next Door is a comedy.
Girl Next Door is comedy.
He's good in it.
That's more early in his career. Like, I wouldn't say he was probably high school age when that came out. How
He's
old is Dano?
Young.
He's 41, and that came out in 2004.
Oh, yeah.
So he's 20.
That was an 04 movie.
I know. That came out right when I was in high school. Like, that was.
We're so old.
Wait, a porn star moved next door? This is great, dude. You know what I was doing?
Oh,
take your hands and put it down your pants, son. Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
What's her name? Alicia Cuthbert?
Cuthbert.
Cuthbert?
Something like that.
You were going to go lisp there to do it.
I did, kind of.
You
I?
Were like, Cuthbert.
I don't think I would have landed.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Okay. She was in Happy Endings, the TV show.
Yeah.
She was great in that.
She was.
That show should have got a longer run, by the way.
Yeah, I'm on Dano's side here. Team Dano.
All right. Next up, Mr. What's It?
So speaking of TV, and this doesn't have to be a long one.
Mr. What's It?
Have you started, and this is, Swag's out, I'm assuming out of the loop, but maybe I shouldn't judge a book by a cover. Have you ever watched Stranger Things?
Not intentionally.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. If you didn't watch it intentionally, you've never seen it.
I think the wife has had it on when I've come in and like been sitting there while she finished an episode, half paying attention.
You're not even curious to try it.
It's actually the first season you would love. It's 80. I mean, it's right up the 80s alley.
First two seasons.
First two seasons. Like, it's, but this is the point I'm trying to get to. You're a Stranger Things guy. Have you started the new season yet?
I only saw the first 25 minutes of the first episode. We're waiting for vacation so we can just...
Okay.
When we binge.
And they did the thing where they're splitting it up, which is stupid. So they did four episodes and then four more episodes are coming out on Christmas. So you get...
Okay.
Whatever, right? But the Mr. What's, it's a part of the show this year, so you'll get that reference eventually when you watch it. I'm just, when you do, and I was going to be curious, so I knew this was going to be a short one. I'm somebody who I want to go down with the ship. Like, I started the show, I'm going to finish the show.
I was like that with Game of Thrones.
Right, and it's like, I didn't like the last season, but I've made it this far. I'm not going to stop now. I've watched 9 seasons of this crap. The first season of Stranger Things came out, like, in 2013. It was forever ago. Maybe it wasn't quite that long.
These
but a long
kids
time
are
ago,
buying alcohol by themselves.
The kids
now.
Were, like, 10 years old, and now they're 38 with beards, and they're trying to pretend like they're juniors in high school. I'm file this away for a conversation when you do watch it when we're back in the new year. I'm curious how you feel about the new season.
Okay.
So that was going to be my question, but since you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil anything for you. What else we got?
All right, one more. Firefest.
Yes. The headline doesn't make any sense.
Did Swag put any in the hat, or is it only
ice? We had
his
hockey one.
I got one more in there.
Yeah, we got the hockey.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not watching it very closely, but I do track because I am curious. We have a new thing coming to town this summer, hopefully, unless there's a lockout.
Hopefully.
We have the Portland Fire are returning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel. The main prospect that I want them to go get.
Yep.
Did we see what she did last night?
I did not see what she did last night. I do
30
know.
30 and 10, I believe.
So
her previous game, she had, I think she dropped another 47 points.
Dude,
and
Audi Crooks is her name.
She was the MVP of a tournament.
She's the big for Iowa State.
Yes.
And last night, she had 30 points on 20 field goal attempts in 36 minutes, by the way. 10 rebounds, great from the floor, had a couple of blocks to go with it.
She's averaging like 1.2 points per minute played.
That's it's crazy. Insane. She joined Brittany Griner last night as the only Division I player since 2000, so the last 25 years, to record 3 straight games with at least 30 points on 65% field goal shooting.
Mm.
No Division I men's player has done that since 2000. You probably have to go back to like a Kareem or a Walton or somebody way back in the day.
Yeah.
30 points in 3 consecutive games, shooting 65% from the floor. She is dominant. They got a win last night. They beat Iowa. I don't know.
That was a good game.
I think Iowa's good. They're technically ranked. Iowa State's also ranked. So it's a rivalry game.
I think Iowa was undefeated.
It was the women's Jimmy V Classic game.
Yeah. Dude, I continue to fall in love with Audi Crooks, and I don't know where she's going to go in the mock drafts, and where are, you know, we got to pick, what, 6 or 7, somewhere in
seven.
That range?
Six,
might be
seven,
too early for Audi Crooks. I don't know what the evaluators are saying. Could go either way. I don't know. I just want us to go get Audi Crooks. Firefest.
There you go.
I love that that's pretty much the only player I think you know in the draft.
That's all I got.
And I'm cool with that.
And I know Juju, but she's not playing this year, right?
Well, she's not going to be in the draft.
She's not going to
be in the draft.
No, she'll be back at USC next
year. Oh, she's coming back to USC.
One more year.
Okay.
Unless they... In the new collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, that's right. They have a thing of 3 years.
Well, so she might still come back. She's going to make more money at USC.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what
she's part of an ownership group.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's good
she's
to be
a
in.
Sophomore in college.
That's pretty
so,
good.
Look, she's fun. I don't know how it translates to the NBA. We talked about this with the brand man who's going to be live today.
Yeah.
Ready to give the takes again.
3 hours of the brand man.
Dust off the old microphone. He doesn't think it's going to work in the WNBA.
Hmm.
And I'm curious to see how it will, because she's incredibly skilled.
Yes.
And so to do what she's done is
she's
remarkable.
She's not just a big. It's not just like I'm big and I'm bowling my way down. Like, she's got skill to her game.
She has
absolutely. She's got great touch. she's going to be a finalist for Player of the Year. Yes. I don't know if she wins it, but she's going to be a finalist for the award.
And it's an all-time names team. I would legitimately buy a Fires Crooks jersey.
A Crooks jersey's pretty...
Have we gotten a jersey reveal yet? Have they done that?
Only a logo.
Just the logo. Okay.
And we've had some hires.
We have hired people. I know that. Yeah.
If you want to run the social media account, which, by the way, is a lot harder and more hours than you expect.
Yes, it is.
It's going to pay $100,000 or more.
Dude, I'd do that job.
I don't think you'd want to do that job.
Crooks time.
I don't think you'd want to do that job.
The logo's okay.
The rose on fire?
Yeah.
I mean, they shouldn't have gone with a fire.
No.
But
I like just the one without saying Portland Fire when it's just the burning rose.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I like that better because then they have like the crest one with Portland Fire in the background. Yeah. I don't know.
They shouldn't have gone with that name, but they could have done worse with the logo.
That's true.
Guess.
I agree with you there. There you go. Magic Hat every Thursday.
There we go.
At 9 o'clock.
All right.